This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome back to another episode of the Dark Room Podcast. I'm Kyle.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jared.
And this is the episode that almost never happened. Because if Matt didn't demand we push the button, we'd still just be having conversations. In my head, I'm still trying to finish the conversation we started before Matt demanded it. I was all like, oh, we got together at 10 o'clock, guys. It's 3 o'clock now.
Maybe we should start recording.
God, I said we got to start early today.
God, stop making me enjoy your company.
My favorite part is like, you're the one who's like, we got to start early. And
I know.
Honestly, a lot of the conversations have been from you.
I know.
That's true. And we were at Popeye's for a while talking about video games.
I know. And the last two times I was like, yeah, we can get it done early on Sunday. I've just canceled my stream.
We've gotten done in time-ish. Close-ish. Sometimes. 6-ish. We got you back by like 6:30-ish.
Yeah, it's not really on time. But hey, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, okay. Speaking of streams which involve cameras.
Speaking of con artists, which
speaking of saying things that aren't true.
Wait, what are we talking about? I'm confused now. I thought I knew what we were talking about.
You did think so that.
What did you think we were talking about?
Cameras.
Kinda.
Sort of. There's cameras.
Jared,
involved.
You ever play Fatal Frame?
Yes, I did actually pay
attention. Well, we're talking about spirit photography.
Cool.
I don't know what that means. And also, Jared, once again, you have announced something that's spooky that you've done, even though you have a hatred of spooky stuff.
But no, no.
I'm going to throw rocks at you.
Spooky video games are different than spooky movies. Spooky video games are great.
I think they're scarier.
They're well made and they are scarier. Outlast was one of the most terrifying experiences I've ever had.
Did you beat that game?
No.
He didn't even play. He watched somebody else play.
It's so scary. It's too scary. I was coaching again.
Too spooky for him.
It was too spooky for me. It was so scary. I had to go to bed immediately after watching them play that for 3 hours. And I was like, I can't sleep. Like, what the fuck? My whole mind is fucked up. Fatal Frame was another one that was scary. It was a legitimately scary game.
This is why Jared doesn't watch spooky stuff. He's just a little girl boy.
I sleep with my
video
bedroom.
Video games are scarier than movies, well, Kyle.
Listen.
Oh, what? Because you're interactive and you're a part of it?
In a movie, yes. You're going to watch someone die. In a game, you're going to die.
Yeah, I was the one dying.
You know the problem is? Jared hasn't learned how to root for the bad guy yet.
Not when you're the guy. When you're the other person. No, I'm not going to root for the bad guy. I'm like, yeah, get over here and eat my fucking ghost.
100%.
So you've never played a video game and then someone... You've never played a video game where a monster or something's done something really cool to you and you're like, that was actually... Yeah, I like that.
That's the like, I'm not even mad moments.
I have those every so often, but deep down inside, I am really mad.
I like it.
I don't want to die ever.
I'm mad, but impressed.
I like when people do executions that I haven't seen before on me, and I'm like, nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's like dying in Dead Space. You're like, ooh, that was gross and unique.
Yeah. I mean, there is some things that are just generally impressive, but I don't like dying.
Who does, really?
It's happened too many times.
That's why Jared can't die now. He can't. It's that and his demon. Those are the two reasons.
I just don't like dying.
Really doesn't like it. And
I
demons.
So don't like dying that in real life, I can die now.
Thanks to denial, Jared's immortal.
No, it's thanks to... What's his name, Jared?
Can't tell you.
Damn it.
If I tell you, I will probably die. It's what's going to happen.
Oh, Jared is immortal because of... Who?
Demon.
Damn. Anyway, we're talking about, did we say spirit photography? Yeah. AKA ghost photography, which is less fun to say.
Yeah, spirit photography is.
And also spirit photography incites that whole, it's old timey because
I think spirit photography is more inclusive.
Yeah, but when he said ghost photography to me in our text chat, I was literally like, oh yeah, any picture of a ghost is ghost photography.
Any picture. Yeah.
Wait, that's not what spirit photography is?
I mean, it is, but it also isn't.
It is, but it isn't.
Let's start
this
at the
one,
beginning.
This one you're going to have to actually explain to me.
Let's start at the beginning.
I thought it was just taking pictures of ghosts.
All right, so.
Sometimes.
What else did it
be? Photography in the 19th century was still being done with like plates and exposures and all that stuff.
The crazy big ones.
Well, you know what also.
Well, they started to develop cameras that like everyday people could have.
But they also, were still crazy.
I think it's awesome that honestly, the first cameras were technically like Polaroids, and then we moved past that and made like making pictures more complicated.
Yeah,
you used to get your picture instantly.
Well, instantly? Start. I thought it.
It wasn't. It was.
You had to wait for a while for it to actually process.
It was the 1850 something, late 50s, yeah. Early 1860s was the
Cowboys were around.
The glass plate photography.
Yeah.
And those like explosion of like, you know, for the flash and
yeah.
Cameras were kind of rad.
They Here's were the bombs.
Thing, to this day, and I wrote this down somewhere in here, cameras are just magic to me still. I do not understand how cameras or video cameras or any of that technology works.
I honestly have no idea.
It feels like it shouldn't.
We're on camera right now, yeah. And it's like it's one for one showing exactly what I'm doing. Oh, I have no idea.
There's a piece of glass
in there,
and now we're on a computer. That's magic.
Because it's light hitting a sensor. How?
I saw a comment on Reddit.
How does it know that I look different from you?
I know. I saw a comment from an electrical engineer. That was someone came in the comments like, everyone who's saying this is magic is belittling the human progression of science. And the guy was like, I'm an electrical engineer and we've harnessed the power of lightning with arcane runes. We sketch upon metal. This shit is magic. Like, look at a circuit board. Yeah. That's a rune. That right. I mean, if you showed that to someone else, they'd be like, get your stupid board away from me.
Yeah.
It looks like a bunch of bugs.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so one thing that, I mean, we see it nowadays in modern technology when people are like, they don't understand it. So they're like, maybe it can capture things we don't understand. Mm-hmm. And you know what else came out around the same time as this? The spiritualism phase.
Oh. The end of the Civil
War. I
was
going to say ghosts.
Yeah. Well, kind of. Did we talk hundreds
of millions of dead Americans.
I mean, we've talked about so many things now. Did we just talk about the sisters or did we talk about spiritualism as a whole?
I don't think we talked about it as a whole. We should probably do that someday. We didn't
know. Yeah, you guys have done.
I think we just talked about witches and we included that.
We've mentioned the sisters.
We have. Like the inventors of spiritualism, technically. Yeah.
But so,
sure.
Because these pictures, and you know, you hear in movies like people being like, the camera steals your soul and stuff. People literally believe that maybe it could.
I had a
see
recurring nightmare
you
that
can't
had that.
See.
Yeah.
Well, like, growing up, did you not hear that like a camera could see things that you couldn't see?
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole reason I tried to get like orbs, and then you find out that, sorry, ghost hunters, it's usually dust.
Wow. You tried to take pictures? I think as a kid, I thought they were stupid.
I thought I was taking pictures of, you know, the like, there's definitely people who have things on camera that they're like, they then try to debunk because it seems weird. But I was literally just like camera in the dark and you see that circle thing and you're like, ghost must be circular.
Gotta be a spirit.
What I love is mostly, we don't even need notes for this one. Like the research I did is on the history of things. But like, as far as like the ghost photography stuff goes, like I'm pretty good on that because I spent my entire life, like childhood, every summer watching ghosts. I don't know why they came out in the summertime. All the Travel Channel ghost hunting shows were summer.
Do we get more
you
viewers?
You would think it'd be spooky time.
I think it's because they knew that there was more people watching.
They also,
I watched the ones where they went to castles.
They also aired in October, but I can tell you at least from like streaming numbers, and I know this wasn't the same when we were kids, but it's got to be the same phenomenon. You get way more viewers in the summer when you're doing like entertainment stuff because people are home.
I think on our podcast, we get way more listeners in the summer. Yeah, so
yeah.
I think the October stuff, like I think those were always like specials. It was always like, the whole time they're going, they're exploring like regular haunted houses. And then for Halloween, they went to a castle in England or some shit.
Yeah.
Usually stuff
like
that.
You do something big and special for a spooky time.
This is before the ghost hunter started yelling at the ghost. This is when it almost felt. This is when it almost felt real. Allegedly. And then
they also possess me and I'll beat the fuck out of you.
This is when ghost hunting shows felt real, but also then they would put celebrities with face cameras on.
What was the ghost hunting show that like? Okay, cool. You immediately knew what it was.
It wasn't Taps. It was called Ghost Hunters.
Taps.
They were the Mario and Luigi of Ghost Hunters.
The ones that like legitimately would sometimes the ones that like tried to come up with legitimate reasons what it might be.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Yeah. You're talking about Jotniks, our friends.
They also do that. Yeah,
but no, the Ghost Hunter guys from Taps. They a lot of the times were like, all right, this is why this isn't. You're not. This isn't ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely saw ones where they were like, we don't know.
Right? I forgot that they were ghost hunters. Yeah. I always immediately think of Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures is one of the TV shows you were like, okay, this is wacky. Yeah.
I don't remember the names of all the ghost shows I watched. I think there was like Ghostly Encounters. There were so many back
there.
There
was the one on Animal Planet.
Ghost Animals.
Oh, Haunted? I loved that one.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with animals
usually.
Oh.
It was a full-blown ghost show on Travel Channel.
There was one where there was a ghostly dog. There was the one where like there was monkeys in the ghost monkeys
having
in the basement.
Having a couple episodes where they're like, there's a dog in this one does not make it Animal Planet worthy.
They would also talk about how dogs sensed ghosts.
Okay, hold on a second. A ghost dog I can't believe in because all dogs go to heaven.
It's only the spirit of the dog. It's an echo of the dog.
Maybe it was
that
the ghost
dog bit somebody.
It was a ghost dog on its way. Still goes to heaven.
It's a bad dog.
Still goes to heaven.
Bad dog.
All dogs.
That dog that ate that guy's dick? Heaven.
Yeah. He's just being a dog.
That dog got sent to heaven.
He did.
Sad.
Recently. Yes. But so all those shows, that's essentially like modern
ghost photography.
Spirit photography, I remember, like, there was one ghost hunting show. They always did the thing where they were like, oh, no, there's a ghost in here. And, like, you'd be like, no, there's not. I don't see shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's nothing. Do you see that ghost?
Or if you're, if you're really into it, you're like, I'm possessed by a ghost, you fucking ghost. I don't know who specifically that was. But I remember watching one when I was younger, and it was, like, actually almost tricked me because it was a camera in an empty room.
Wink.
And then like a ball or something rolled across the room or the door closed or something. And it was like, at that time, 15-year-old me was like, oh my God, only a ghost could have done that.
There's no such thing as visual effects or even just
streets. But I almost fell for that one.
This crazy technology, strings.
I would say though, the beginning of the craze, I mean, cause right now, up until pre-pandemic, you could just download, I'm sure you could still do it, but it was popular to download an app that just put ghosts in your pictures.
Oh, no. I saw a guy on TikTok trying to be like, this is a video of a real djinn. Look at his face. Blah, 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 blah. And then I saw another video where a guy stitched and went, okay, so this is the app on Snapchat that they used for that.
Yeah, see, that's good.
Well, that was like a very, when AI generated images first came out, using it to find ghosts was one of the most popular uses, where they would say, instead of showing yourself, show an empty corner of your room or an empty portion of your room.
Oh, that happened.
And if it makes a picture of a body, that means that it's finding a body there.
Yeah.
So that's how you know you have ghosts.
That happened in Host, the Zoom horror movie that came out during the pandemic. There's a spot where like the one girl's using filters like, haha, Zoom chat seance.
Yeah.
They mess it up. Someone's goofing off. The ghost gets angry and it's like doing her and it's behind her. And then she runs from the computer and then it's doing a face in the room and then it looks at her.
So what you're saying is that spirit photography is kind of having a resurgence because of.
Yeah.
It's never gone away. I don't think.
Yeah. And, but
I feel like I didn't hear about it too much.
When I hear those words, like, all right, let's work backwards to it. Right. So there's like apps and face filters and all this. When we were younger, it was like those graveyard pictures and it was always like flowing clothes. As you're dying, you got to put on Victorian clothes to match all the other ghosts.
You don't want to stand out.
Yeah. You can't be like wearing JNCO jeans when you die.
You're going to get bullied by all the other ghosts. You're
fucking bullied forever. You know how long eternity is?
We've discussed how there's only old timey ghosts.
That's it, yeah.
And that's the same reason why there's more ghosts on the East Coast than the West Coast. But then, okay. We're older.
So then 80s, yeah. And then even like farther back in the 70s, like in Polaroid cameras, you get all these little like defects in the cameras or like extra exposure inclusions. Time and shit. Cigarette smoke, fucking dust in the air. Mm-hmm. So many things. So
just a particulate just landed on the thing. And
Your hair blew in front of the lens.
Exactly. Yeah. A finger or a camera strap reflecting like too much light. How many times you take a perfect picture and then you look at it, you're like, oh, this looks ass because my finger was close to the flash.
Exactly. If your finger's a little bit too close to the flash, it's going to cast a reflection that's going to look like it comes from nowhere.
Yeah, or project a shadow deeper.
Yeah.
Demons.
Yeah.
People think those are ghosts.
But so all the way back to the late 1800s, 19th century.
Yeah.
It was literally like a thriving business for some people. So there were people who were
made whole livings off of this.
They were like,
yeah, somebody made. All right.
I can take a picture. Let me tell you this. It's late 1800s, right? Mm-hmm. You know only what that you've experienced firsthand.
You barely
cameras
even have
are
books.
New
you're,
and magical still to you.
Mom,
nobody knows what
lover,
they are.
Daughter, whatever. Somebody passes away, and I'm like, don't you know that I got a camera that takes pictures of dead people?
Well, here's the thing.
And I can take a picture of you in your house with one last photo with them.
It wasn't even just that. How many dead people were there right now?
Lots.
It's right after the Civil War.
True.
And there's
You see resurgences in these beliefs in times of like strife and mass death and or like tragedy, disaster.
And like it was cool. Everybody was talking to ghosts. Abraham Lincoln was talking to ghosts.
Oh, damn.
His wife actually posed for a picture after his assassination with someone who said she could get his ghost in the picture.
Well, they used to do seances at the White House.
Yeah.
I looked it up. There's a couple of presidents' wives that have done stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Nancy Reagan have like an astrologist on tap?
Yeah, something like that.
I can see
Hillary used to talk to ghosts.
People need to believe.
But,
yeah. Death is scary, yo.
To dates and stuff.
But
apparently, basically, as soon as cameras were invented, people started experimenting with them. But like all new technology, when nobody else knows what you're doing, and somebody's doing something,
it seems
crazy,
like magic.
You're like, I don't know, that's probably real.
Yeah,
how'd you do that?
Like, also, if you don't if a technology is brand new, and like I said, it's happening right now with like all the AI and everything like that. If you don't understand it. Because it's never been around before.
You just believe what the experts tell you.
You're just gonna try to come up with reasons. You're just gonna try to rationalize it.
Well, on top of it, you're just gonna believe what you're being told about it.
Yeah.
So if a photographer comes up and is like, hey, you know how pictures work? And you're like, nah, they're like, oh, gets ghosts.
Yeah.
You're gonna be like, oh shit, that's crazy.
Yeah. Even if they know, honestly. I mean, most people will just be shitty, even if they're just like, oh fuck, I set the flash up right across from a mirror and now it's reflecting this bright orb in it. It's like, oh, do you know what that is? That's your dead uncle. That's who that is. He was coming to visit you.
Well, so some of these things were legitimate. There's like artistic pieces that were done with double exposures. There was one at the Alice in Wonderland person. What's her name?
Alice in Wonderland person.
The person who wrote it, I mean.
That's
in
fine.
Wonderland.
That's fine. We don't need to know it.
They were said to be like into this stuff. And there's like pictures of like a girl who's like, she's in the chair sleeping, but she's also like translucent standing in front of herself. So it's like,
and it's, yeah.
That's the author you're going to use?
No.
It's not Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who is, while writing books about a man who believed in nothing, sitting there like, ghosts are real as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I can have different examples.
Shh, that's a bad one.
So like it was known like eventually that, you know, double exposures were a thing.
Yeah.
But people were straight up just like, oh, pre-exposing a face on it and then taking a picture.
Oh, that's
and then
up.
Like, look
or
at this
not
ghost.
Cleaning the glass off.
That's so fucked
yeah, it
up.
Could be smudges on it. Could be like little whatever smoke exposure.
That's why there was different types of ghosts in
so
the pictures.
So what you're saying is there was a lot of con man.
Oh yeah. And a lot of them were not all. A lot of them were found out to be frauds.
Okay. And believers.
The one who took, what was her name? Mary Lincoln?
Okay, so that was
that photographer.
William Mumler
was found to be a fraud.
I did a lot of research on him, and no, he was not. He was not found to be a fraud. He was acquitted.
Oh, was he acquitted? Oh, I'm sorry.
So, like, the two people that are credited with kind of originating it are William Mumler and William Hope. William Mumler is pretty much the only one that I did William research on.
Just such a popular name.
I don't, because it's oldie times, well, man. Everybody's name is Bill.
So
you got Bill Hickox. You got
here's
Bill
the thing Mumler. About the, him being acquitted, though.
You just used one of these guys' names.
Yeah, that's funny.
Bill Hope.
The person in his pictures was recognized as a living person.
They're like, that's your cousin.
One, no, so that's okay. So the first one that he ever took. Mm-hmm. So he was an amateur photographer. He had a successful engraving business.
Oh, okay.
He took a picture and I guess he didn't, like, if you don't clean the glass right, mm-hmm. it'll double expose also. And he took a picture and he was like, that's my cousin who died so many years ago. And then from then on started experimenting more and more with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it could be like, oh, this mist that showed up, that's the form grandma's in right now in the afterlife. Why do you need a body in the afterlife?
And then he became so successful at taking ghost pictures that he had franchised, I guess, or something. Yeah. He had two studios. He had one in New York and one in Boston. Jesus.
Like, he went from just being a photographer to being a spirit photographer.
Amateur photographer.
Yeah.
Okay. There's like some caveats to that I found. But yeah, they would convince people there was ghosts, and they were also, people said they were also true believers, which helped them with their fraud cases.
And
if you believe it, then, and
if you believe,
people
it, you
have always done
it.
This thing where they really, really believe in something,
yeah.
and to prove it, they'll fake it.
Yeah. Well, it's all, they have it proven to them that it's not real, but they don't give a shit. Like Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Yeah.
He actually, did you know this, that his belief in spiritualism kind of messed up his relationship with his friend Houdini?
Man.
Because Houdini grew up, I mean, you know, he's an illusionist. Like, yeah. who knows more that magic's not real than a magician?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Houdini was a master. It was a
Houdini kind of ended spiritualism.
Yeah. What was the other? Did you find? I know it's in my notes somewhere. There's another magician. Him and Houdini were like the two big, like two of the bigger, I don't want to say biggest, but two of the
David
bigger.
David Copperfield.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows. David Blaine. He time traveled.
David Blaine. And Chris Angel.
Mind freak. Do you remember those videos? Stop it, David Blaine.
Oh, yes. Loved that video.
David Blaine's a faker.
He's a faker.
I despise his fakery. I don't know why I pick him specifically.
You remember when he
probably because Chris Angel was cool and he would like cut himself and
stuff. Chris Angel was just all editing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Friggin' David
Blaine.
He did
close-up magic. You can't edit close-up
magic.
David
Blaine blew Harrison Ford's mind.
I found it. James Randi, I think they said his name was.
One of the funniest things that I did, though, while I was doing this was I wrote down a note in my brain that was a question that I got the answer to later, and I was wrong, where I was like, this has to have been after the era of taking pictures of dead bodies, right? No, this was the same time. They were still taking pictures of dead people.
Do you think they were taking pictures of people as they were dying? Like, get that soul as it comes out.
Or if they were trying, if they were trying to do the double exposure trick, it'd be a lot easier to take a picture of the dead body, have that pre-exposed, and then take a picture in a place where the body would be haunting.
Yo,
and
how, then bam. How pissed off would you be? Okay, ready? Ghosts are real. You die, but you only look like whatever the fuck your corpse looks like.
Oh, that would suck.
You're just stock still, just like. Ugh.
So you know what's really funny is this guy. Of all people to call out frauds, the Mumler guy, the reason he was brought to trial and like sued was P.T. Barnum.
Yeah. Really?
P.T. Barnum took him to court and called him a fraud. Of all the people to call someone a fraud, he must have been stealing mad circus business.
P.T. Barnum was an animal abuser, not a fraud.
Yes, no, he was both.
He was a con.
Do you remember his mermaid?
You're right.
Mermaid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the
He also hated contraceptives. So
I went to the P.T. Barnum Museum. It was really cool. Oh no, sorry, it's the Ringling Museum.
Yeah,
different.
Yeah, never mind.
Do you know the one caveat to the guy who he took the picture of, who then was like still alive? Or no, not that one. Never mind. Yeah, there's someone they found that person. There was another guy who was shown proof that it wasn't. Really who he thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
He took a picture of his ghost mom and then he goes, you know, it doesn't even really look like my mom at all, but he didn't stop believing.
If you
he just was like, I still
enough,
want this real.
Yep.
Look at the mentality of a lot of people right now. If you tell someone that something that they believe in is false with categorical proof, they will still tell you you're wrong.
So that one little caveat, though, that I was saying was earlier is there's a chance, a small chance, a probable chance.
That ghosts are real?
That his wife.
Can't say they're not.
I mean, I can.
Says the man who got attacked psychically by a ghost.
I thought I wrote her name down and or her boss's name down.
Marjorie.
No. Marge Simpson.
Stephen.
Marguerite. Why are they all Marge?
Why are we doing it that way?
Anyway, it's a chance that his wife and her boss, who owned the photography studio that at the time he was renting a room in, were actually the ones that came up with the plan to sell Spirit Photography.
Gotcha. So Mary
His wife
Clifford.
Was a professional photographer that worked there. He met her at this photography studio when he was coming to just be like, I want to learn to play with cameras.
Oh, yeah. So she was a photographer longer than him?
Yeah.
Oh, she was the con person.
It's possible.
Yeah, well,
they were charging $10 a picture in 1800s.
In 1800s?
Hey, behind every con man is a great con woman.
That's true. And his boss.
I can't believe I didn't write her name down. I swear I thought
it's
I
Mary.
Did. It might be. There was like Mary and then they were M names, I'm pretty sure.
How many names were there back then?
Just like 42. There was 42 names.
17 names.
Roll me 2 20-siders and you'll guess it.
Yeah.
But no, the reason that he didn't get arrested or anything or in trouble is because they couldn't figure out some of the people that were brought up on the fraud charges. They couldn't figure out how they were doing them.
Yeah.
The double exposures were one thing, but there was other techniques they were doing and they're like magic.
Well,
also, their only explanation could be ghosts.
Here's the whole thing. If you don't know, if you don't even fully know how your equipment works and you're just going around taking pictures and you didn't clean your shit off good enough.
Yeah, if you're just a shitty photographer and you're just a shitty photographer, you're not cleaning your shit often enough. And you're like, no, I didn't fucking know that happened.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't see that until after. That's definitely a ghost, you motherfucker.
How court works is they have to prove that you did it with intention.
It's part of my
intention to deceive.
You're like, I just went through the normal process. And they're like, well, what's your process? And it's like, to not clean anything and to do as little as possible.
That's my process.
That's a good business model, though. You charge a lot of money for a thing that people can't prove you're lying about. And then if you're just so bad at your job, you can't prove that you're not lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not malicious. It's just incompetent.
Well, it was done in a malicious way because they were all trying to go after people grieving in a time when like the entire country
was
grieving.
You have to prove malicious intent.
Yeah, it's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
Besides the Civil War, also Abraham Lincoln, all that stuff. People were like crying and shit.
It was bad.
So Houdini would I'm not gonna say regularly, but he would often stage performances where he was like, look, I made my own ghost photos. Look, I'm doing a seance and all the tricks.
He did fucking hate people that really believed in magic.
I don't know why.
But he didn't hate people who believed in magic. He hated people who tricked people into believing in magic.
I guess. Yeah. I feel like he
tricked
also
people
hated.
Into believing
no,
in magic.
No, because he would always, like, people that were honest about it would be like, there's no magic. It's all illusion.
I am a god.
He would also just, because I found this out recently, that Houdini, the reason why he was so good at all the stuff that he did is because he just did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like he just got he had a bunch of jobs.
He was well-versed.
In a whole bunch of different fields and was like, I'm going to take a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this and I'm going to meld it together and people won't be able to know how I did it because the only way that you can do it is if you have all of these skills that only I have. Yeah. And I'm not going to attribute that to magic because I fucking worked for it.
Yeah. It's almost insulting to say it's magic. You're like, you know how long it took me to do this?
Yeah.
It took me years. There was no like public education system at this time, right?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure. There
I mean, was maybe. I don't think it was all.
I think
private.
A lot less people were getting educated, though. So, let's I mean, see. Stupid people believe in stupid things.
But here's the thing: people weren't as uneducated historically as people think they were. It's kind of like how in the medieval times, everyone's just like, no one knew how to read. Yeah, they
it was
did.
Illegal for women to read, Jared. And it wasn't medieval times. It's the Dark Ages when they burned all the books.
I'm just saying, historically, people think
medieval.
That people. And any time that is not the time that you're living in, be like, well, those were just dumb people.
They didn't have school.
They didn't know anything.
It was just for the the children. It wasn't like any kind of robust yet.
Well, yeah,
but
they
did have schools.
If you
stuff.
Just sent your kids to school, like that was just something to you were busy doing your job. So just send your kids to school to learn as much as they need. It's
basic
a teen-
arithmetic.
I don't think teenagers were in school. I think you really only were in school until you were like 12 or 13 and then you got a job.
So they were uneducated.
So I don't know. You learn a lot and you're in grade school.
That's not true at all.
Yeah.
It says, they were as educated as everybody else around them.
It was common to be local.
But people with lower levels of education believe in more magical things.
It says, well, that's not always true, too. There's very, very educated people that have magical beliefs. But it says local churches and civic-minded citizens running primary schools.
Let me say the mean things I want to say to people who believe in ghosts.
All these people are dead, can't fucking defend themselves. And Kyle's just like, stupid-ass people.
Kyle's just poking them with a stick, like, do something.
Oh, you died because you got shot in the leg by a little tiny ball, and it's 6 weeks later you died because it was infected.
I know that.
Not even because you got shot, you jack, because it's gross. You know how to clean things.
If I end up in any...
Because doctors didn't wash their hands because they thought you were stupid if you washed your hands.
Why, who washes hands? Just don't touch anything. If I get make it to any version of the apocalypse, anyone, where there's not antibiotics, I'm going to stub my toe and die.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, yeah, that's my brown foot. It didn't used to be that color. Oh, this part's black now. Don't look at it.
Matt, I will be your surgeon.
What are you talking about? Stick your foot in some mold and you'll be fine. I don't think
that's how we get a Last of Us, Jerry.
You got to rub dirt on it, Matt. You got to rub dirt on it.
Got to build up your immune system, man. You got to fight it off yourself.
Let's start a vitamin brand called Munities.
I got you. Ask Jared. I was the greatest medic that we had at the place we worked at the time. I was so good at putting Band-Aids on. Most of the time, I wore gloves. And I always gave kisses.
Every single time you'd be like, fuck, I cut myself. Kyle would be like, give me a second.
And he would go run and he would run get the first aid kit.
And he would put it on and he'd be like, mwah, there you go.
Band-aid and a smooch.
The best one was the one where I did it. I was like, I saved your life. And then that guy 2 days later went and got stitches because it was actually bad.
Kyle, no.
Kyle put a Band-Aid on a wound.
I was surprised they gave him stitches. It was too late. Earlier I said I have my list of presidents' wives that believed in ghosts.
Yeah, hit it.
So Hillary talked to dead people. Supposedly she just did it in her head.
Are you going backwards?
It is making up.
Starting at Hillary?
I'm just picking the list.
I went backwards.
So some of these first ones are the ones that believed the most. I just thought it was funny that Hillary had admitted that she would talk to Eleanor Roosevelt and Gandhi and shit. And I was like, that's really not cool to say out loud. But then
she said a lot of things that aren't cool to say out loud.
Jane Pierce, Mary Todd Lincoln, Edith Wilson, Florence Harding, and Nancy Reagan all liked spooky
stuff.
Is it
Edith?
I don't know.
Shut up. That Mary Todd Lincoln. I thought Mary Lincoln sounded wrong. I was missing a whole syllable.
Yeah. But we were right. It is Mary.
Don't need her whole ass middle name.
Yeah. So I feel it's like you never met people that are full name people.
That's also her maiden name, not middle name.
I have friends.
I'm going to push you downstairs.
I didn't know that. I had friends. I call them first and last name when I see them.
But you say like.
I mean, there's a lot of people that call me first and last name.
I called you
much longer.
Just so you know, you've been Matt the Pirate in my phone since I met you.
Matt the Pirate is shorter than your whole name.
That is true. I get that a lot though. I went to a birthday party once it was my buddy / boss at the time's sister-in-law, his brother's wife. And he was like, hey, we're having a barbecue. You want to come? He invited me and
you never turned out a barbecue.
Well, and he was like, hey, we're doing like, there wasn't like a pool, but there was like sprinklers and a little like, that wasn't really, it was badminton, but there were sprinklers there. It was like a summer kind of just like.
It's water badminton?
Yeah, it was like fun. Yeah. So we were playing with the kids and stuff, like where everybody was like hanging out. And I just got plain old shorts.
Yeah.
And then my buddy got fire shorts. And his stepsister was like, or his sister-in-law was like, oh, yeah, your buddies were cool. You know, fire shorts and pirate guy.
That's not fair. It's not fair that our whole lives, you got to be known as the pirate one. And I was once referred to as, hey, you're that kid that eats babies.
Yeah, that's Kyle's earliest known moniker for me.
What? Me and Kyle at one point were just referred to as the fat kid with glasses and the brown fat kid with glasses.
No, I prefer low-hanging fruit.
It was fucked up.
The kid, yeah, but that was written by like, that was written as a description on like to, so that people would know who we were since we didn't give names.
Oh, no, sorry. I was the slightly less fat brown kid with glasses.
I think I prefer being the kid that eats babies over that one.
Yeah, that one was fucked up. It hurt my soul, but...
Anyway,
modern spirit photography basically just comes in two flavors. There's people doing it for funsies, and it's, you know, they're just doing it in the style of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be fake. And then you got paranormal investigators.
Like Matt's
bestest friend in the whole world with his Ed Hardy t-shirts and his jeans that are bedazzled and his yelling at ghosts and shit.
My favorite TV show,
the most belligerent man in the world.
He's wearing respirators now because he can't breathe because he's going into abandoned buildings.
And yelling. I think the and yelling part is the most important thing to that.
And the yelling.
I think you can go into abandoned buildings and walk around like all of his co-workers.
There's many ghost hunters that yell at ghosts. There's not just one single ghost hunter for that.
Do they yell at them as much as he does?
Do they say
no? It's a, there's only one. I've only ever seen one ghost hunter.
He's the only one that does it.
I'm sure some amateurs do it. You've seen me do it.
Yeah.
No, but
you invite them to possess
you. No, he was yelling at men and being douchey like I normally am too, except for that one day when I got a little scared.
It was the same day.
Yeah, I know it was. I know it was the same day. That doesn't count, though, because you know how you learned how to do that? From this one specific person.
The first time I ever saw...
Are you a copycat, Zach?
It's like in a meme-y way.
You said it his name.
No.
Now he's going to show up.
I didn't say his whole name. I don't even know his last name.
I would say...
It's like it rhymes with Bilbo Baggins, and by rhymes with, it is Baggins.
we're talking about Zach Baggins. From Ghost Adventures.
Do you know what rhymes with Baggins? Baggins.
I'm Lil Wayne. I rhyme the same word with the same word.
That's the worst of the rhymes. He literally was at a ghost hunt one time in an episode, and it's like, I heard you like to push women. I'm standing right on the edge of the steps. Why don't you try to push me?
And then he fell down the stairs.
You're not a woman.
It was crazy.
He put a hole in his argument at the beginning of his argument.
Yeah. But it's great. I've been playing a lot of Phasmophobia again.
He's been possessed more than any other person in the whole world.
More than exorcists.
What about his super, the guy that's the co-host with him that is a super scaredy cat?
The camera guy?
Yeah, the camera guy.
There's two other hosts. And typically, one of them goes, oh no, Zach, we gotta save you. And the other one goes, I don't even think ghosts are real. I think. It's been a while since I watched that.
The super scaredy cat guy always seems to go, they always put him by himself.
Yeah, you gotta.
And then something always happens, and he always has this look on his face.
You guys ever watch the Netflix TV series about people getting attacked by ghosts? That one's scary, actually.
Never heard of it, actually.
Just say, what's it called?
What's it called?
It might also just be called Haunting.
My actual favorite.
It's not just ghosts. There's also like this one where like these people described how their dad was the serial killer, and I was like, there's got to be proof of this somewhere. Yeah. Like, I feel like this isn't real. The shit he did sounds horrible.
Actual favorite ghost hunters are Shane and Ryan from Watcher, the ones who came from
BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Especially
the Shane. Zach Baggins is so funny.
Shane is the best one.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's entertaining.
Yeah, he is my favorite one.
He's always like, you're dumb. Ghosts aren't real. Do whatever you want. And then he'll go into a room and he'll be like, hey, ghost, my friend's coming in here. Be real cool if you touch his wiener. Blah, blah, blah. Scare the shit out of him. Jump up and down. Say all kinds of weird shit. Whisper in his ear. And then he leaves like, I did not do anything at all to make the ghost upset if there are any.
Yeah, he's great. But he's, you know, I'm very respectful to the other people who like do this stuff and look for this stuff because I want it to be real so bad. I want to be wrong so bad. You know, who didn't watch Dragon Ball Z and try to channel magic when Gohan was explaining to Videl how to do it?
Exactly. Fucking all the time.
I didn't.
Dude, a world
one in three people have not tried
a
that.
A world where magic exists, you know that you've tried to use the Force even though you don't fucking.
No.
Do it all the time.
I do, but it's a different kind of Force that I use.
He's trying to
use the I know other people will just bring me things if I point hard enough.
He's trying to project his will into them.
That's still part of the Force.
No, it's not.
It is.
Yeah.
It's psychological.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
I've never said that to anyone.
The midichlorians don't care if you believe in them.
Exactly. Midichlorians, science is not even magic.
A world of
magic science
is way more fun
it makes
than
plants
a world
green.
Without it.
No, it's got one plant's grave.
Oh.
We've all seen seven movies. We talk about them constantly.
I know.
Lightning powers. Magnetism. Albinism.
Do you know, you know who else made an appearance in what I was reading?
Jesus?
Someone we've spoken of before.
Sean Patrick
Flannery? It's not one person. It's an organization.
The Illuminati?
No. Did we talk about them before on the show?
Illuminati? Earlier.
No.
Way earlier.
I don't think we really ever did.
It's the Society for Cyclical Research.
Oh, that word that it I didn't know time. Was a real word.
They didn't really, they're not really known for trying to debunk it, but for trying to understand
there was
it.
There two of them that were pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Two members or two organizations?
Two members. There's a photographer from Brazil and there's another dude. Yeah, they worked together a lot.
They weren't specifically like, you weren't seeing them being like, we're here to prove it wrong. But they were like, you know, how could this work? You know, what kind of maybe they the devices science. Could capture it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Gotcha.
But yeah, they often were like, this doesn't really seem to work.
I was saying we should take pictures and try to see if we can capture ghosts.
I have.
And then put them up on Patreon.
I think you are honestly, one of the people that has shown me a picture and you're like, is this a ghost? And I was like, nah.
If you're listening right now and you think, hey, Matt's an asshole and I have a picture of a ghost, send it to us.
Darkroom Stories.
Why are you the asshole? You literally just said you've tried this before.
Yeah, well, because I'm like, this shit's fake.
He also
I don't
wants somebody to prove him wrong.
It's sort of coming back. I know, like, it's mostly like fake shit because we got a whole bunch of things that'll put ghosts in your pictures and whatnot now.
Yeah,
but like, it's been coming back for a little while. Even before that, like, remember? I think it was like 2013. There's that picture or like a short video of an angel landing in front of 7-Eleven, and it's like
that is hilarious. Because I mean, if you're an angel, you're coming
with
back
you
to
at work watching 7-11. That video.
Yeah,
you need a Slurpee.
It was like 2010 or something.
It's because it's harder to find a Circle K, so you just go to a 7-Eleven.
Is 2010 even real? Wasn't everyone just doing like hedonism parties because the world was going to end in 2012?
Yep.
That's what I was doing. I was fucking dancing around a flower pit. I was the only man there. It's great. 74 babies later.
I didn't know you could eat that much.
Well, if you do it right away, they're small.
That is true.
Like before they come out.
Fair.
There's popcorn babies.
Jesus. New next bit.
It's like that episode of Futurama, huh?
You guys like ever have friends that were firefighters that brought you a picture and they're like, look at the fire.
Yeah.
Cause like my stepdad totally like brought me a picture one time and he's like, you can see the devil in it.
I worked
and
I'm in like, a firehouse.
No, but this was the funniest part was cause they set the fire.
So
it was a control burn. It was a practice burn.
Oh.
So they burnt down this house.
Jared, like, are you admitting to someone else's arson right now?
No. I was like, are you saying that you know a fire bug? Like what the fuck?
It was, they set a house on fire so that I don't think they were trying to put it out. They were timing to see how fast it would eat it up or
sometimes
something.
Sometimes they like set a small fire or more likely they do like smoke bombs and stuff and they like blow smoke in to be like, you know, now what would you do if you got to go through these rooms, look for people in the smoke.
Yeah. Here's the thing though.
This was like an abandoned house. Like they didn't burn down like a real house.
Yeah. That's a long time thing though that. Where they say don't look into a flame, like don't look directly into.
Well, it
the
also
flame.
Like fucks up the light receptors in your eyes. They get all overwhelmed.
That's
why I'm blind.
But they do say that if you look, you know, there's like a long standing thing where if you look into the flame, that the devil is in the flame.
Fuck yeah, Sauron, dude.
And it'll actually people are attracted towards flames. So if you stare deeply into a flame, you'll find yourself gravitating towards it.
Like the guy in Survivor who rolled into the fire pit.
No.
Yeah, kind of.
I wrote the word down for that and I don't know where it was.
Hey,
I wrote it down the fact that like people just see shit and things that aren't there.
Oh yeah.
Fire's the big one for that. But also like when you see a dust particle and there's like enough of them, like, you look, a person.
You look at like a fucking, like a ceiling tile and you're like, there's a face.
Yeah, I see faces. Face. I sit on my toilet and I look at the floor and I'm like, face, Sheena Iba dog, face. Yeah.
You take a picture of like a house and you look in a window where the light's reflecting through the trees the right way and you're like, that's a person.
Yeah.
Or like look at clouds.
My picture for Jared's contact in my cell phone is a fire that looks like a face.
Yeah.
Like
I love that that's what it is.
Yeah. Fire can have faces, man.
Kyle's is Dale Gribble with an anarchy hat.
I was like, is my nickname Poppy Fuego, though?
No. I can change it.
I don't think I'm conservative enough for that.
I've never changed your name since I first got it when I first met you. So it's Jared, parentheses, Kyle. Did you see, did you find that word you were looking for?
No, it starts with a P.
Did you see that book, The Spirit Rapping Exposed?
No.
Spirit Rapping? Like R-A-P-P-I-N-G? Oh.
Like rapping.
Gotcha.
It's called Somebody Under the
Desk. That's what they would say when they heard banging ghosts. It was spirit rapping.
Banging ghosts?
Somebody, hey, lady, ghost ladies. Someone on, I don't know if it was Twitter or wherever, social media comments was
found the word.
Sounds like a Kanye album. Spirit rapping. Spirit exposed. Rapping.
Fuck yeah, yeah.
But
Pareidolia.
There you go. Yeah, you see faces everywhere.
Pareidolia, so the platypus.
This book is from like 1855. It says Professor Anderson, the Wizard of the North. How do I get a title like that?
What? They just give that out? I feel like
New Zealand had a national wizard.
So there's a part in this book.
Was it in New Zealand?
Yeah, no.
This book? No.
People could have had more wizards back in the day.
Well, here's the thing. There are wizards in America. You just don't want to be one.
Yeah.
True. And dragons.
So there's an account in this book from a skeptic that attended, attended a seance. And this is I only wrote down this one line. Several, I bolded, skeptics hit in the head by a throne speaking trumpet. a speaking trumpet? Is
like a megaphone but old school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it means that like someone cheerleaders was like use? Those guys don't believe in it. Get them.
If we knock them unconscious, they'll have to believe.
Yeah. I mean,
they were asleep during the parts where we did crime.
It is cool. There's actually if you look up the book, there's like it's a museum. I don't remember what state the museum is in, but they're like showing the book and it's so old. They got to like wear gloves and like open it super carefully to show the camera.
It's like a fucking tome at this point.
Kinda. Damn. Yeah.
The thing about this stuff is like, I don't understand why people care if it's fraud or not.
Like, if you're making money off of it, telling people this thing,
but these people, these people want this.
True.
That is true.
They're coming to you for this.
Just because someone goes into your house, looks at a picture and says, that's not a ghost. You can be like, yes, it is. And they'd be like, I can prove to you that it's not a ghost. Be like, I can prove to you that it is a ghost.
It's for their own. This can go forever. It's for their own like
enjoyment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you don't go to like a movie and be like, oh, this is bullshit.
I get that's what not you're real. Saying.
That old guy fake. Would never hook up with that young chick.
I get what you're saying where like someone's loved one dies and they're like, they're in heaven. And you're like, no proof in that. Like, we're not doing that.
I mean,
but yeah. Some people are.
There are a lot of people that do
but
that.
But if you were literally, it's business fraud. Like you are committing fraud. If you're like, I'm going to take a picture and show you the ghost of your dead relative.
There's two ways that I can break this so that
this could all be fixed in a contract.
Nowadays it would have to be fine print in a contract that's like, I'm a fucking goober and I made all these pictures ahead of time.
If someone comes to you,
you can say a picture may or may not contain actual spirit. That's enough.
Artificial ghosts.
If someone comes to you, I don't think that should count as a fraud thing. If you're going through obituaries and you're like showing up to people's houses and being like, I can take a picture of your husband for you, that I can see. That's predatory. Sure.
Yeah,
but if people are coming to you for it, like going to a psychic, you know what's really funny is that at one point they were selling haunted dolls on eBay and they had to stop saying they were haunted.
Yeah,
so they just used like other phrases to hint it.
Because I saw a doll that said "not haunted" in big letters, and I was like, "That doll's haunted." I didn't think it was haunted until you told me it wasn't.
Honestly, that is genius marketing. That's.
And it was a spooky doll.
Anybody who wants a haunted doll isn't going to buy a haunted doll. They're going to buy the one that in bold and in capitals says not it's haunted. Cursed. Wink, wink.
It's cursed in the way where someone has to take it from you willingly.
Yeah.
That was considered false advertisement, though, when they were saying haunted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. They're advertising a service.
Yeah. Once again, unless you truly 100% with your whole ass heart believe that it's haunted and you're just dumb and you
if you yourself are taking these pictures and like I have no idea how that's happening.
Yeah,
there's 15 ghosts in this one. I was like, when's the last time you wiped off your plate? At least 15 people ago.
I think it comes down to intention, I guess. Yeah. In my opinion, I'm not a lawmancer, but
I mean, I guess
I just wouldn't care. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I guess if I went to somebody and I was like this,
and then someone later was like, it's not real. Like, well, I know it made me feel good in that moment. I don't care.
I know people who go to psychics or get like whatever acupuncture. I've never had acupuncture either, but I know people who say it makes their wrist feel better.
Acupuncture has a science.
I don't even care if it's a placebo effect at that point, right?
Are science.
So I get what you're saying.
It's the pathways that are the science. The needles aren't science. The needles are needles.
The needles are metal.
I guess that's science.
We should go cupping as a team.
No.
It's like having little octopi on you.
I don't want to do that.
Something about that just doesn't feel...
No, it doesn't feel right to
me.
We
can go get a team massage.
Yeah.
You don't want to go get team acne puncher?
I would...
acne puncher.
don't pinch my
just
pimples.
Just sitting there like, all right, I'm going to put needles... Oh, gotcha. In your pimples.
Ow.
Like, that's they do it based off where your back knee is.
Do I get to name a new constellation?
If it makes one. If you have this thing that starts with P, the Perry the Platypus disease, or whatever the hell it is, you see
Perry the Platypus. I fucking love that show.
It's so good.
I think it's funny is because one of the pictures that I wanted to try and force Jared to put in the video, and he was like, "I'm barely going to edit this video except for that one part where Matt yelled at me because I said a thing that wasn't really necessarily
Kyle,
good."
You're it was my fault. Kyle, was my fault. You're oversharing.
It's my fault. It's so my fault. Much. It's my fault. It was a nickname for Jared though. When I was a kid. I was always a spooky kid my whole life, yes. Entire life of ever. I remember being like 9 years old and my mom was like, this is what Charles Manson did. Cause she had a weird obsession with him.
That makes sense. Your mom got caught the year she was
born. He got caught the year she was born.
Well, see, I kind of had an obsession with Jack the Ripper cause he was caught or his thing was like 100 years before I was born. It was 1888. Me and Kyle are 1988.
That seems very specific.
Does that mean he's also in the year of the dragon?
I wonder. Well, it was,
Unleashed a dragon.
It was actually like not quite 100 because it didn't happen in June, right? Didn't it happen in like...
I don't know. It happened for a while.
Yeah, you're right.
It was multiple months.
In 14.
That's why they thought for a while it was different.
Do you remember that letter that was like, I wrote this letter in red ink because I tried to use blood and it didn't work?
You know that letter was written by the journalist who published it.
Was it?
Yeah. Most of those letters were proven to be frauds.
That one in particular?
I think you mentioned
probably.
I think you mentioned it on the
I'm not taking a probably.
It's almost all of them.
We'll look it up later.
I think you mentioned it on an episode of the show.
A lot of the Zodiac stuff was fraud too.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like the Collins and stuff at least.
Oh, well, I assume most of that stuff is.
People believed it for a long time.
People believe.
But as a forever spooky kid, when I was in like the third grade during library, when they're like, you guys could take out books. I only took out two kinds of books. I took out books on ghosts and books on dog breeds.
What the weird. Fuck?
I liked dogs when I was a kid.
So weird because you don't like dogs now.
I learned a lot about them back then. But
or does Kyle just not like the like that they take more work?
I don't know.
No, my dog, this one guy that we used to work with summed it up one time. He was like, every time you have an animal in your life that dies, you no longer like that breed of animal. Which is kind of true because I really don't care for my cats anymore.
I can see some people, but I know some people who have the same dogs over and over.
This was a specific to me. He was like making a psychological thing on me, not like people.
Not like you, like humanity.
Yeah, no, he meant me specifically. Oh,
it's because you form a really deep attachment to that one.
Oh, and you see the next one, you're like, that's you're wrong.
Like I grew up,
you're a fake version of that one.
I had a dog that grew up with me and died when he and I were 14.
Yeah,
I never wanted a dog again.
Oh, okay,
that makes sense.
And then my cat died, so I never wanted more cats. But I don't have a choice in that. People just keep buying new ones and replacing them.
I love orange cats because my first cat was an orange cat, and I had a really close connection with them. So I was like that. Now I just like orange cats.
I don't like having cats because my cat was murdered.
But the funny thing is,
you win.
There's one famous picture from the books that I used to get where because it's always a Victorian lady. Yeah, and a lot of the times there's staircases, but there's one specifically famous one that I remember being in a book or on the cover of the book, and it's the Brown Lady of Raynon Hall.
Okay.
And there's a fun ghost story that goes with this one. And I turned off my computer.
Wow.
Your computer was like, no.
Did you just Waluigi me?
Yes. No, I did that video where the kid was getting balls thrown at his face. So the story goes, her husband accused her of cheating on her. Her real name is Dorothy Walpole. She was living from 1686 to 1726, and she was the wife of Robert Walpole, who was at the time regarded as the first prime minister of Great Britain. So he accused her of cheating on her and locked her away in a room, told everyone in their lives that she died of smallpox.
Accused her of cheating on him?
Yeah.
And then
okay, just making sure.
And then kidnapped her.
Yeah, and then locked her.
Wait, what? No, what's it called? That's
kidnapping.
For it. No,
it's kidnapping. If you forcefully take somebody from one room in a house and put them in another one, it's kidnapping
or something. Unlawful detention. There it is. Boom. Yeah. Got it.
That too, but also kidnapping. Yeah.
It is still kidnapping.
So he locked her away in a room in their house. Had a fake funeral for her.
What?
Said she died of smallpox. Convinced everybody all of that. And then one day she broke free. And when the maid came to give her food, they had a struggle and she fell down the stairs and broke her neck.
The maid or the lady?
The lady.
So she never made it out?
No, she became a ghost.
She became a real dead person.
Then. And then he had another funeral.
I was going to say.
No, he just buried her in secret.
I was going to say, yeah, just dig up the box that you, the empty box, and then just throw it in the box.
Yo, he could have done that. He just buried her somewhere else.
I was like, did he not do that?
If I was that maid, I'd be like, I want some of that insurance money.
I'd be like, you're going to go in the box too.
Was there insurance in the 1700s?
Probably not.
In England?
If you can fake a funeral and keep someone locked in a room with a maid, like, to watch them.
I feel like
them,
back then it'd be mad easy to do all those things.
Yeah.
Give me some of that money.
There weren't no signs.
Give me some of that money.
I mean, then she might have been just like, give me some of the money. Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, you throw her in the box also.
She'd be like, give me some money. You'd be like, oh, okay. You like shovels?
I actually totally have the money buried in the box, the empty box that my wife is buried in.
It's crazy. The money is in the bottom.
There's
of this
money
hole
in there.
I was digging a hole. The money fell out of my pocket. Just go down in that hole and get it for me. Yeah, and I'll give it's yours.
And then when she's down there, you throw the dead body on top of her.
You know, you
knocks
just start,
her over, yeah, and then you fill in
you
the
start
hole.
Throwing dirt on. She's like, "What are you doing?" And you go, "I'm burying you."
that's a Will Ferrell moment. Yeah, let it happen.
I'm alive.
Okay, let the dirt rain down on you. What's he say? Fuck.
It's my favorite is just when he's burying him. And he just goes, I'm alive.
Shh, you wake the neighbors.
That's what it is. You wake the neighbors. Yeah.
That was good.
So great.
What were you talking about?
Picturing ghosts.
Every time I laugh too hard, I'm like, where am I?
Yeah.
Hey, remember that one time we went and we made a whole bunch of videos of ghosts, but then somebody decided that we didn't need it anymore?
No, I don't think that ever happened.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, honestly.
Liar.
You know, they say Pixar didn't happen. Officially, it never happened.
If you delete the pictures, it still happened. If you go, I need room.
Did Bigfoot ever come close to us after our ghost hunt?
Yes.
And the bird was named William or whatever.
We'll never
it
know.
Had multiple. There was so many names that day.
There's multiple ghosts.
Multiple ghosts.
We are at a place called Ghost Lake on a road called Shades of Death.
Yeah. There's have to.
Hundreds upon hundreds of dead bodies.
Do you know what
there.
We got to do? Next time we do it, we don't have a million cameras running then.
Says the man who wants a
We didn't have a million
setup.
Cameras.
He's talking about the one scene when we stood in a circle and we all had cameras on each other for some reason.
Yeah. And I was just
and
like,
then none of us sent Jared the footage that we got that day from that. So he had just his, which is hilarious.
And then we texted to you?
No. And then there was also phone footage. And then there was also video camera footage.
That, yeah, that's how that works.
It's easy to do.
Use iMovie, you nerd.
You're a professional.
We don't make any money off of this unless you support us at patreon.com/roadrunners.
I'm a video person, but also you don't make any money off of that. It's just because I do graphic design.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm your daddy.
He just wanted to.
We get paid to do videos, guys.
He just wanted to set you up to claim to be your father.
Apparently.
That's okay. I let him do all the hard stuff.
All the taxes, Kyle.
I make things pretty. He does all the boring things.
Kyle, tell him, be like, you fuck around, Kyle. You're my dependent.
Oh, if you make it so hard that I have to try and take controls of that, it's going to be so bad because, like, we all know how good I am at math.
Yeah. There's too many words on the page. Kyle would be like, I can't even read any
of
this
stuff. I wouldn't read it. I'd just be like, you know what? I feel like $5 million feels right.
Hi, Mr. Naylor. I'm calling from the IRS, and I just have a question. Did you fill out these forms in crayon?
Yeah, that means you can't charge me taxes then, right? They're void.
I heard that if you do it in red, it's void. So I used a purple crayon.
I heard that tax people can't see the color red. I filled it out, I swear.
Oh, see, I thought you were filling it out in red because red taxes get filed quicker.
I thought that voided stuff.
I printed it out on red paper because I thought it would get through the system faster.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys got any like examples of ghost photography that you've seen that were like rememberable for you?
No.
That you didn't take yourself?
No.
I've never taken a picture that I legitimately thought a ghost was in. I mean, except for the orbs I talked about when I was younger.
Stupid.
Stupid. What you said is just stupid ass.
I mean, it was literally dust orbs. You could, it was 100% dust orbs.
Prove it.
I'm saying what we got to do is we got to just take a bunch of pictures, post them up on Patreon, and have people be like, do you see ghosts in any of these?
We have to go to a place. Send us ghost pictures.
We have to go to a place that's absolutely like supposed to be haunted, like violently haunted.
Listen, how many times
one of us might not make it out haunted.
Yeah.
And we'll just take a bunch of pictures there.
I've told you.
And see if we can find something.
Remember what I told you on Shades of Death Road?
I'm ready. Live stream that on the Patreon.
I'm ready to be the first man killed on TV by a ghost.
By a ghost, yeah.
By a ghost.
You've stated it multiple times.
Because I will
help fund us getting Matt killed by ghosts.
I will.
We need to travel the world.
I'll be immortal because they'll never stop talking about me.
Here's the thing. We will, if we can do this, if you support us on Patreon, we will live stream
Matt's death live.
Matt also.
TM by ghosts. Definitely, but it'll be ghosts.
We can just live stream throughout the time that we're doing it. We'll take a bunch of pictures, but we'll also live stream on the Patreon.
We won't kill Matt.
He keeps emphasizing ghosts. I imagine he's going to have like a 2x4 with ghosts written on it. And he's just hitting my knees with it.
It's a baseball bat.
It'll be funny. Ghosts. People are like, I can see the wire ringing around his neck, pulling him up. Like, nah, that was a ghost. That is not fishing line.
Pull me off the camera.
Kyle's gonna garrote you and just be like, oh, ghost.
Shh, quiet. You're being possessed by a ghost.
Ghost.
He'll just whisper,
ghost.
I'm a ghost.
I'm such a ghost.
It's right on now. Camera. I'm going, ooh.
Be like, oh my God, my name's Ghost Kyle.
Off camera, you hear me going, should I be live streaming this right now?
Kyle, we're going to prison.
I just have white paint all over me that I clearly just put on. Because, you know, I have to be in the video before that.
A Sharpie says ghost across his head, but it's backwards.
I
was thinking
like it looks like I just spray painted the front of me.
I was thinking like a sheet, like in Beetlejuice.
Less fun.
It cuts holes out.
It's less fun because if I'm strangling you while covered in wet paint, you're going to be getting wet paint on you.
See, I was like, Jared, you'd be like, is Kyle wearing, are you wearing pants? But like, ghosts don't wear clothes, Jared.
Ghosts are naked, and I'm not Kyle. My name's
Ghost
Steve.
Timothy.
Steve is not an alias Kyle has ever had attached to him.
Yes. Yeah, so support us on patreon.com/reminis.
Yeah, something you can do. For my ghost death.
ReminisPodcastNetwork.com/ none of those things, because that's not where it's at.
That's not where
it's at. You should put a link on there.
I probably will. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going
to
put a link.
Now that we actually have it to use, where before we had it, never said anything about it, didn't care about it,
I'll put a link on the website. It'll be on the first page.
But back then, we didn't need to take Matt to get killed by ghosts.
That's true. He wasn't fucking really pushing his death by ghosts.
We just made it because every podcast had one, and we were like, okay, that's enough of that.
I'm just trying to be immortal.
Just don't like dying. That's all you gotta do.
You just gotta be like, I cannot die. I am the undying.
No, you just gotta not like it. What you is have dead? To be adverse to the idea of dying.
Well, I think almost you're drowned. Both safe. Here's remember thing. In Game of Thrones, they say what is dead cannot die. Maybe I did drown.
I'm correct.
I did die at one point and sad I was.
If I'm correct and you guys are you're alive
correct.
Because
if I'm
of
correct,
me,
and I rarely am.
I'm always correct. Sans, I guess, Greek mythology. One time. And if it's just because the way I pronounce it, I do it on purpose.
Is it Persephone? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It I wasn't purposely just say Persephone. It was the fact that he dismissed her divinity.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
He made me look it up that she was two gods.
And I knew it just offhand.
I played Hades recently, so.
Fine.
You should also know it then.
I don't know where we were going with that.
Where were you going with that?
I don't know.
I was just saying that I was smart and never wrong.
I think you were trying to say that we won't die.
You are in my simulation. I will never let you die.
Oh, that's fair.
I will let a lot of terrible things happen to you because for me, seemingly, at least with Jared, it makes our friendship stronger the more that bad things happen to him.
Amazing.
So if Jared keeps having constant tragedies, we definitely know it's me.
I don't know. At the end of the day, also, I'm older. I've been alive for longer.
I could have just programmed you
and
to think
technically,
that.
Technically, if you guys are in my simulation, then you guys are just a buff that I get every time I almost die. It just strengthens. Mm. I get like a plus 10 relationship. So like with a
Saiyan?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It
doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Yeah.
No, you definitely live in mine because I'm the one that has I have the most Mandela effects. I'm the only one in here that's
I think you're just a glitchy program building.
I'm the only one in here that's had Mandela effects two times in real time. And one of them was just in front of you and one of them was in front of both of you.
That is true. But I think that you might just be a glitchy program in mine. Where you're like almost a virus and you're just telling me that it's fake and the programmers keep trying to fix it.
I have the Manila effect. It's just where all my paperwork is in folders.
I have the vanilla effect. I just like vanilla.
Delicious.
It's better than chocolate.
I agree most times. It's vanilla. I like
chocolate's too much. Vanilla's delicious. I like
yellow cake.
Yes.
I like vanilla ice cream.
Yes.
I don't like vanilla bars. Better than chocolate bars.
I like white chocolate, but
there's white chocolate's vanilla good, but it's bars. Not my preferred. Like I'll eat it. I'm not like ew white chocolate.
Yeah.
How do we get talking about that?
Vanilla flavor is amazing.
You guys really want to brag about how vanilla you are.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
I'm sitting over here and I'm like, I want to whip people.
That's not what we're talking about.
I want to get whipped. I want chains. I want bondage.
Kyle heard that song and he was like, they do excite me.
Spank me and I'll spank you at the same time.
Kyle, that's not this kind of podcast.
How are you just
unvanilla?
You're gonna just face other ways and then just spank that way?
Yeah. Human spankopedes.
You get on all fours and you just wham, wham.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't want to be spiked. I don't like pain. I don't like getting hurt.
What are you talking about? You don't like pain.
You've heard of an Ouroboros? Have you heard of an Ouroboras?
Just be like, I'll eat your ass while you eat mine.
I'm the S and BDSM. I don't like the other letters that much.
Sissy?
Wow.
Damn.
Roasted.
Wow.
You can find the show wherever you get your podcasts. We're done, right?
I don't know.
You can find the show wherever you get your podcast, but the best place to do it is going to be on our website. What is that, guys?
Fucking theinternet.com.
RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.
Don't go on the internet and type in fuckingtheinternet.com.
Or do and then screenshot it and send it to us at RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.
There you go. Yeah, you can actually submit any spoopy stories that you have, any suggestions for episodes, or any Bigfoot fan fiction.
Please.
Right there on the website.
Yeah, just go to the show directory and then go to Dark Room, because I just realized we never say that part.
Yeah, you can also click on the picture of Dark Room.
Wow, I'll click on your pictures
yeah. of Dark Room.
And I'll like them.
Okay, that's fine. You could do that too. And that would be on our Instagram and or X, formerly known as Twitter, which would be Dark Room Podcast.
Sometimes I use those still.
I don't recognize that name. And my hot take for this episode is if you can't navigate the website, I don't want you to send me a story.
But still leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah, please. Or specifically, reword our 1-star review from Apple Podcasts. That is the best review we've ever gotten. But they listed it 1-star? I don't understand. It was only compliments.
Yeah.
Did you hear how I changed that on the Discord? Where I was like, yeah, it's like we drag Jared. Jared's the vanilla kid that we dragged to our lunch table and forced the listener to us talk about that stuff.
I don't think Jared would have sat with our table. Until he talked to us outside of lunch.
You'd be surprised. I was friends with a lot of weird fucking people.
That's why I said this would have been a forced act.
Yeah, we would have brought you there.
Probably.
Both of us would be holding your hands. You like sit fingers here laced. Now.
And then Kyle would kick your chair so hard it kicks you in the nuts through the chair.
Steel plates in the front of your shoes, man.
And cut your neck with a plastic knife and then yell, oh my God, I didn't think it could cut anything.
That's what it's like hanging out with spooky kids.
Yeah, and you can hang out with us on our Patreon at patreon.com/rumrunners when we do lives at haunted places.
Where Matt gets killed.
Where Matt dies. You can hang out with me and Kyle over and until over Matt again. Dies.
God's willing.
Yeah.
We're going to have to like stage it a bunch of times, and then one time it'll really happen. I'm like, oh, fuck.
So wait, I'm going to be like the Kenny like, of our podcast? Yeah. Like, oh my God, they killed Matt.
Every time we go ghost hunting, we'll just have to end it that way.
Everyone will end with you dying, and then next week you'll be on another episode.
Yeah, I'm a gamer. I respawn.
One day I'll just be there, and I'll be like, oh, fuck you, ghost. You fucking ghost piece of shit, ghost. Come touch me, you stupid ghost. And then I'll be like, oh no, I'm possessed, and I'll stab you to death.
Not at all related, but I worked with she older than us. I would have said she was mom aged when we were in high school.
Okay.
And she said to me, now, Matt, how can y'all not believe in the afterlife when you're a gamer and you have respawns?
Because you don't die in those. Technically, you respawn.
Does she believe in reincarnation?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think about that a lot. I don't remember her last name, but I remember that tiny little southern lady.
Honestly, I think that respawns are the most realistic form of afterlife. Also, you just come back as something different.
Also, plausibly, if the infinite universe theory is real, then it's possible that every time you die, you do respawn, but in a new universe where you didn't
slip.
Die.
You just slip to another
one. Oh, like this one has an opening?
Yeah. It could be that. Could totally be that. But yeah, so like always, though, this episode is brought to you by our brand new game created by Failed Exile Gaming.
You can buy this shirt on voidmadness.com.
I don't have a shirt yet, but I'm getting one.
Yeah.
If it's still there, because I may or may not take it down, because I did make it just so that I could be special.
Oh.
No, I like that shirt. I think that we should keep it.
Removing it. Oh, no, not that one. I don't want that shirt.
Wow.
That's your shirt.
Now we're keeping it extra now.
Fucking God.
So... It is a brand new sci-fi horror TTRPG set in a custom universe with a custom mechanic system where you play a well-trained but pretty normal person just trying to eke out an existence in a universe that is constantly filled with terror, trying to kill you, all while trying to balance your quickly deteriorating mental state. So have fun, do a lot of adventures, and try not to kill your friends until you do.
Yeah. Get good at making characters because you're gonna die.
And we probably will make the book normal side
and not normal like a manga. Directed.
No, this is mirror flipped.
Left to right.
This is mirror flipped.
Yeah. Yeah. So go on there, voidmadness.com. You can actually join to see our newsletters as well as follow development. You can support us right on there. You can donate right on the website. And you can also sign up to be part of the playtest because we are in the early alpha playtest stages. And we'll send you an invite to the Discord where you can talk with us, the developers, and also get all of your Discordy playtesty stuffy things.
Yeah. Come get Discordant.
Come get me.
That's all I got, though.
If you don't want to send an email, you can send real mail to Jared's address, and that is going to be...
No, that's not happening.
You're supposed to just cut it off right then. You fucking nerd.